This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, December 21st. Well, we've got the grain markets leaking lower yesterday. Wheat chopping back and forth. Yesterday was a down day, giving up the gains that it had the previous day. And actually, Chicago ended up with an outside day lower. KC and Minneapolis didn't take out the previous day's highs, but they were weaker as well. Corn markets pushing into new lows, taking out some swing lows from a couple months ago. So that's not a good sign. And in fact, it closed into new lows. So that would suggest you're probably going to get a little bit more to the downside. Soybeans were also leaking lower. They are just chopping back and forth, looking at the weather in Brazil. We are looking at rains coming into Brazil, pretty decent ones in the forecast. We'll just have to see if they materialize. But we're also seeing some yield estimates starting to decline from the private estimates. So despite the rains, we're already seeing damage show up, and they are starting to ratchet down production estimates. So it's critical that we get this moisture right in front of us, because the longer range forecasts are now calling for more heat and dryness to come back into that region. So we'll see what happens, but it's a rough start to the soybean crop in central and northern Brazil. We're also seeing some transportation issues. We've seen the Panama Canal have its issues because of drought, slowing down traffic there. Now the Suez Canal is under siege from terrorists and pirates, and so that's slowing down traffic there as well. It's affecting more of the crude oil market, but in the bigger picture, there's a lot of transportation that gets done through the Red Sea, and it's affecting mostly Europe and that region, but it is going to have a longer-term effect on the rest of the world if those issues continue. We've got export sales out this morning. Wheat, 326,000 tons. That was within the range of estimates. Corn at 1.0 million tons, right in the middle of its range of estimates. And soybeans at 2.1 million tons, also right in the middle of its range of estimates. And these are not big surprises. China had purchased several cargoes of soybeans, and those are showing up in this sale. Wheat just kind of coming back down to earth, if you will. We had a huge sale a couple weeks ago, and that reflected the Chinese purchases. But since then, we've kind of priced ourselves out of the market. We're back down to kind of some low numbers for export sales. So moving forward, you know, we're in the holiday season. It's going to be light trade. I don't expect really a lot of movement. We have some weakness showing up. You know, corn and soybeans struggling to get much traction. Wheat is probably going to take a little bit more to the downside. I think we already have found our seasonal lows, though. So this pullback that we're getting in wheat, we've got a bit more to go before we reach our targets, but I don't think we're going to see new lows for that market. And, you know, a good push to the downside would present some buying opportunities. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.